where did Bayard Rustin go wrong? Why was he blind to it? And just, you know, because he heard it the same way you did, or what was it?
You know, I'm not entirely sure what the motivations were. I know that they were pretty strong in the early 70s. I think it was 70, 71, he took out a newspaper ad in the New York Times and the Washington Post, and it was a full-page ad, and here he was, a Quaker known for pacifism and anti-war activism, and the open letter in the ad was to Richard Nixon about increasing a military aid to Israel. You know, he said that it was just supporting an independent democratic state of an immigrant people who had long suffered from anti-Semitism, and it was out of a sense of solidarity. And I think he was right to have solidarity with Jewish people after the war and before and afterwards. But where I think he went wrong is not looking critically at what were the origins and goals of Zionism, what were the ways that it directly, negatively impacted the Palestinian people through ethnic cleansing, through discrimination, and through the occupations from 1967 to today. So 50 years of a never-ending occupation that includes colonial settlements, the stealing of land, the creating of separate Jewish roads from non-Jewish people, so creating a system of apartheid in Israel-Palestine. So I've done some research on Bayard, and it seems like part of it is, you know, he didn't have all the information that's now available from Jewish historians and other historians. So I think he had some of the same flaws in thinking I had. But I also think he was worried about, can he create the coalition to create domestic anti-poverty and civil rights thing if he did much to alienate the U.S. Jewish community, which had, at that time, a fairly large percentage that were supportive of Zionism. And so it may have been pragmatic, but I read his letters, and it feels like he was sincere, actually, to me, that he might have been wrong, but I don't think he was just sort of playing people. I think he was really personally an ardent Zionist and not just somebody who let it go because he didn't want to break up his coalition for creating some civil rights.